Hello, welcome to Duck Bites, a podcast for kids by kids. This is our 9th episode. Thanks so much for joining us.
We are going to start the episode by talking about what has been going on at North Gore Marble Public School.
Halloween week!
This week we had so much fun. It was Halloween week, so we had the Halloween parade and the pumpkin drop. We had music playing like Monster Match and other Halloween songs.
We got to see everyone's costume. Then there was an announcement to go outside your classroom upstairs at our school. We have a square and all of the classrooms are on the outside of it.
And each class got to see everyone's costumes and show theirs. We saw Blue Jays players, hockey players, dinosaurs, and lots more.
We also had the pumpkin drop. The grade fives brought in one pumpkin and materials to build a helmet for your pumpkin.
Later on Friday, Mr. Rosen dropped them out the window and we saw if they survived. Some survived and some did not survive.
Even some people brought their pumpkins home for later that night. It was an awesome week.
Here's an interview we did with Charles Gerchi.
Hello, can you introduce yourself and tell us why our audience why you're here today?
My name is Charles, and I'm here because I'm interested in local history.
Very cool. What do you love about what you do?
Well, it leads me into very strange places that I would never go otherwise, like getting lined up with these people that are in the crew of the airplane. I get to talk to people like that and find out what they thought of it.
What skills does a person need to be good at what you do?
You have to love to read, and you have to be able to almost decode some of the information that's on old photographs and old documents.
What brings you joy and gratitude today?
Oh, well, we always have fun at lunchtime, and I don't know. I'm not the best person to interview, maybe.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now here's a story about something that's interesting that's happening around the world.
Last episode was about veterans that we researched. My group and I researched Rolf Jago, and there were so many others that other groups researched.
We started off by one person in our group going to the archive. Then when they got back, they told us about the person they researched. The next week, the other person went to
get even more research about the same person. Then we wrote a paragraph with all the information we got and then record it for podcasts. After all this, we went to the cemetery and found
the grave of our person and put a veterinary cross at one we found. And think this was really nice project, and I would like to do this back again. Back to you, host.
Wow, I know I learned a lot there. Next up, Hit or Miss first chapter.
Today we are reading I Survived the Nazi Invasion 1944 by Lauren Tarshis.
We will be reading on page 1 till 3.
All across Europe, Jewish people were being hunted, millions were already dead.
But 11-year-old Max Ross was determined to stay alive.
Max thought that he and his little sister Zaina would be safe in the forest.
But now they were caught in a massive bombing attack.
German planes roared through the sky, dropping 1,000-pound bombs that fell with shattering explosions. Kaboom!
Enormous trees became flaming torches. Sparks showered down like burning snowflakes. Twisted metal and razor-sharp shards of wood blew up all around them.
And this was only the beginning. Soon, soldiers with machine guns would stampede through the forest, hunting for people who had survived the explosions and fires.
Anyone they caught would be shot on the spot. Max gripped Zaina's hand, and they ran for their lives.
Their only hope was a nearby swamp. They could hide in the mud and slime with the snakes and snapping turtles and the razor-sharp grass.
But then came the biggest explosion of all. Kaboom! The forest ripped Max away from Zaina, and they sent him flying in the air.
His body twisted and turned. His mind swirled with terror. Smack! He landed in a ditch. He lay there dazed.
Was he still alive? But then there was a thunder crack above. Max looked up in time to see a massive flaming tree crashing down on top of him.
We give it 4 out of 5 thumbs up.
We thought this book is good for grade 4, 5, and older grades.
We would keep reading because we think it is very interesting.
To also learn about different stories about the war.
Try out the new challenge of the week. This week's challenge is to find graves. Here is the items you need. A device. Here is how to complete it step by step. Here is ours. If you try to do this challenge, send us your video and we will feature it on our future episode.
So for this week's challenge, we're using a website called Find a Grave to find veterans or maybe family members or people who've died in the grave. And as long as you know the cemetery they're buried in, you're good.
We're researching Ralph Jacob. It's really simple. All you need is the first and last name. Then you click search this cemetery. Then you need to make sure the dates align closely to what yours are. Then you can find even more information than you'd already know.
Now we are searching someone named Gordon Shepherd. He is buried somewhere else. All you have to do is just put where he is buried, and the first thing that should pop up is find a grave, as you can see. And there is Gordon Shepherd.
That's all the time we have for this week. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe to get future episodes. Yes, and you can also follow us on Instagram and our YouTube channel for updates. If you try a challenge, you can email us at 321docbites@gmail.com. You may see your challenge in a future episode.
Can't wait for the next episode on Duck Bites. Quack out. Quack, quack, quack.